It's summertime, y'all. I mean, we are in the thick of it. Fireworks, picnics, flip-flops, sunscreen, all the things. And a word on sunscreen. Make sure you're wearing your sunscreen anytime you're outside, whether it's sunny or cloudy, whether you're fair, medium, or dark skin, make sure you are wearing your sunscreen. I know that's a rant, but you need to know your skin will thank you. But anywho, I was talking about us being in the thick of summer. And this is a time where we are enjoying all the things that summer brings. And you may be traveling a lot, which no doubt may impact how you eat and how you exercise. And if we're not careful, it can undo some of the progress we've made. Or you can just throw all caution to the wind and put a pause on everything you've worked for until the fall. But let's not do that, because you can have fun, enjoy the summer, and stay on top of your health and wellness journey. Just hang with me and I'll tell you how. So let's get into it. Do you want to lose weight but you're so tired of starting over? Are you frustrated with yourself because you can't stay committed to your fitness goals? Do you wish you could stop the habits that you know are keeping you from reaching your goals? I'm LaDawn Hickman, a certified holistic nutrition weight loss and accountability coach, and I'm so glad you found me, because I know what it's like to want to achieve your weight loss goals, but you can't seem to get there. Many of us think that if we only had more willpower or found the right diet, that we can lose weight. I'm here to tell you that willpower isn't the answer to weight loss. The truth is that we have to shift our mindset about our relationship with ourselves and food. We then have to rework and rethink our habits to get our body in balance. I firmly believe the saying that we first make our habits and then our habits make us. When we focus on making changes in those areas, then our minds and bodies are working together and weight loss is simple. Now hold up, I didn't say it was easy, but it doesn't have to be complicated. So join me as we do a 180 and build some healthy habits together. Welcome back to the Healthy Habits 180 podcast. I'm your host, LaDawn Hickman, your holistic nutrition, weight loss, and accountability coach. And let me tell you, I am truly thankful that you are listening to this podcast. And before we dive in, I want to let you know that I'm changing this up and you're going to be able to listen to this podcast on Mondays now. So first and foremost, happy Monday to you. And what better way to start your week off than taking time to find ways, tips, and techniques to support you on your health and wellness journey. So happy Monday, and be on the lookout for each episode on Mondays moving forward. Okay, so if you're in the U.S., like I said, you're in the thick of summer, and even if you're not in the U.S., it may be warm where you are in your part of the world. So with that being said, there is typically a lot of traveling, vacation time off, vacation holiday, whatever you want to call it. We're doing all the things outside, you guys. We are doing all of the traveling. I mean, planes, trains, automobiles, we're doing it all. And pre-kiddo, meaning before my husband and I had our little one, we traveled quite a bit. I mean, we traveled several times a year. And I love traveling. I love especially traveling to warm climates and anywhere there's a beach, like digging my toes into the sand, sitting under an umbrella, smelling the ocean, listening to the waves, feeling the breeze, all of that. I love it all. So it's like one of my favorite things to do. Now, I live near a beach now. However, it's not like Aruba. But now I get to see my son's love of the beach grow, and I wouldn't trade that for the world. But okay, so let me get back on track. As I was saying, we are doing all of the traveling. And there was a time when my husband and I, we actually traveled when we were competing. And I mean, during the competition phase. And for context, I was a natural figure competitor many, many moons ago. But the point of me bringing that up is that if you know anything about competing, the diet is based on a lot of different factors and it's customized to you. And if you want to be competitive, you need to follow the plan. And I won't go into all the nuances, but let's just say sometimes it made for a miserable experience to be on a diet and to be traveling. Now, fast forward to this time, or fast forward to the time that I retired from competing. I, you know, retired my competition suit and my heels, and I didn't have to follow a strict diet, but I still had goals that I wanted to meet. I would struggle with traveling during that time as well. I had that mindset that when I traveled, or even when I went out on the weekends, I still had that competitor mindset. So when I would go out with families and friends, and you know, they have the drinks and the foods, in the back of my mind, I felt like I didn't want to eat because I was trying to do XYZ. You know, it just really made it not fun. Or I would swing the other direction and I would just say, forget it. And I would, you know, be like, give me all the cheesecake, all the desserts, all the tiramisu, just give me everything. And then I would feel guilty afterwards. So it made it an internal struggle for me to enjoy the time on vacation or with family and friends or coworkers, because I would always be thinking about what I should and shouldn't eat. But I have to say, I have finally gotten to the point where that is not an issue now. When I go out now or when I travel, I don't worry about it. I don't even really think about it at all. I eat what I want, when I want, and I enjoy it, and I don't stress about it. Now, don't get it twisted. That didn't happen overnight, and I don't do that all the time. It was a process, and it was a process to get to that mindset. But I want to let you know that you can, and more importantly, you should enjoy time with family and friends without feeling like you're missing out because you're trying to lose weight. Or you go out and you eat all that you want, but then there's some type of guilt associated with that. No, that it doesn't need to be that way, nor should it be that way. And I did that for a long time, and it's such a waste of time. And it really takes away from all the experiences that you should be focused on. So you're probably wondering, what's the secret sauce? How did I stay on track with my goals while on vacation or even traveling for the weekend or just going out with my friends and family? Well, I'm going to be honest and say, and you're going to be like, oh my God, here she goes again. The most important thing to keep in mind is ensuring that my meals are as balanced as possible. And I talked about this in my Back to the Basics macro series. And hold on. Don't hit fast forward. Don't end this podcast because I do have some tips about vacation. But I do want to start off by saying that making sure that your macros are balanced is one of the keys that really helps me to stay on track. So in my Back to the Macros series, one of the things I talked about was being at a festival and eating funnel cake. And I talked about I didn't deny myself the funnel cake, but I try as much as possible to couple that with like good sources of protein and fiber with the funnel cake or have the funnel cake shortly after. So if you miss that or for a full explanation, you'll want to go back and listen to that those episodes. But in a nutshell, the body digests each of those macronutrients differently. So like eating some protein and fiber helps to keep me from overeating the foods that are not necessarily aligned with my goals. So that is really key in making sure that I stay, you know, on track, so to speak, and I'm doing air quotes while enjoying the foods that I am eating with my family and friends. I'm telling you that eating the balanced meal, it continues to be a game changer for me. And I know that if you try that technique, that it'll be a game changer for you. But I don't want to go off on that tangent, but I just wanted to say that is one of the things that I do keep in mind when I'm on vacation or when I'm out and about with my friends and family. But in addition to eating as balanced as possible, I want to give you three tips that I want you to consider and implement to help you stay on track with your health and wellness goals while you're on vacation. First and foremost, have a positive attitude about staying on track while enjoying every aspect of your vacation experience, especially the food and the drinks of wherever you're visiting. There's nothing worse than to travel and have a dread that you're going to either miss out on the fun and the food and the drinks or lose all the progress you've made because you threw all caution to the wind. I know, I've been there. I've been there, done that. I got the t-shirt and the hat. So before you start the trip, have a conversation with yourself and give yourself permission to enjoy and embrace the time and space that you're going to be in especially if it's a trip with family or friends or people whose company you really, really enjoy. Don't let the guilt even be a part of your internal dialogue. Okay, secondly, and this is something that I'm going to talk about a bit more. Actually, I'm going to talk about it now. Secondly, set some goals for yourself. Set some goals for yourself. So here's an example. I went on a cruise a few years ago with my man, with my mom and my aunt. And it's a cruise that happens yearly. It's a charter cruise and they schedule a lot of entertainment. There's a lot of R&B groups that I love and artists of my era. They're comedians and they're celebrities. And when I say this cruise is lit, I mean, there is party from the time you step on the ship until the time you get off the ship. It's a 7-day cruise and you actually need a vacation from the vacation. It is like so much fun. And I had done this cruise a few times, so I knew how much fun it was going to be. I also knew that I wanted to stay on track with my health and wellness goals. There were things, there was progress that I hadn't made. I was in a time in my life where, and I still am, that I really looked at working out as something that I wanted to do and not something that I had to do. And I wanted to maintain that while I was on the cruise. So I made three goals or three promises to myself. The first thing I did is I committed to myself that I was going to work out at least 4 times with the ultimate goal of being 5 days, working out at least maximum of 5 days, 5 of the 7 days that I was there. I get excited when I talk about this cruise because y'all, it is so much fun. But anyway, so I committed that I will work out 4 or 5 days while I was on the cruise. The second thing that I promised to myself is that I was going to eat balanced meals while I was there. And then after that, I was going to enjoy any of the desserts that I wanted to eat. And if you've ever been on a cruise before, then you know there is nonstop food and desserts at breakfast, lunch, dinner, at the piano bar, at the midnight pizza bar. There are sweets everywhere. And truth be told, I probably have the biggest sweet tooth you have ever met. I mean, I love sweets. And while I was on this cruise, I did not deprive myself from eating any of the desserts. But as I said earlier, I made sure that I had as balanced meals as I could. You know, there's a lot going on the ship, so I tried to get as much protein as I could, as much fiber as I could, and then I enjoyed the desserts that I wanted. And I did keep it limited to a small plate, but I still indulge. And there were nights when I indulged in fried foods and breads and all the other things. But again, I balanced it with proteins and carbs, complex carbs, as much as I could. And again, most importantly, I did not deprive myself of anything. And the third promise that I made to myself is that I was going to try to drink at least 8 glasses of water a day. Because let's be real, water is probably not the beverage of choice when you're on a cruise, but I made that commitment to myself. And I will tell you that this game plan or these three commitments that I made to myself, they worked. It really worked. The whole process really worked. I did not feel like I was missing out on anything. I didn't feel like I was being deprived. It was because A, I knew that I was going to enjoy and eat what I wanted to eat and drink, but I was also going to carve out the time for me to be able to do the things that I wanted to do to help keep me on track. So aside from me reminiscing about the cruise and how much I thoroughly enjoyed myself, the point of me sharing all this with you is to encourage you to have some goals or commitments or create a game plan of ways that you can stay on track while you're on vacation without feeling like you're depriving yourself. And the last tip is to share or let your traveling companions, be it family or friends, know your plans so maybe they can support and encourage you. Going back to my cruise example, I told my mom and my aunt that I would be working out in the mornings because that's what worked best for me. But I also stressed to them that they didn't have to work out with me if they didn't feel like it, because I knew there were going to be some nights that we were going to be up pretty late. And some mornings they did and some mornings they didn't. And that was perfectly okay with me. The point was, is that I let them know from the beginning that that was something that I was going to do. I set the expectation that it was a priority for me. Now, your vacation scenario, it might be different, but the key here is to mapping out what you can do ahead of time and then letting your crew know your plans. Maybe it's taking a daily walk in the morning, or maybe taking a walk before dinner, or doing some bodyweight exercises with bands on the patio. Sharing your plans may make it easier to get it done, and they might join you, which can be a nice bonus. Or you might just have the solo time and do it by yourself, which in my opinion, that's also a bonus as well. And the second part of that is that you can share with them your plans in regards to food as well. Or you might not do that. I know for me, this part can be a bit tricky because people think that, you know, I'm the food police and I'm watching what they're eating, when in actuality, I'm really looking for where I can find the next sweet treat. So, you know, that could be tricky. But seriously, there are times when you might get, you know, why aren't you eating this, or try this, or let's go eat that. And that can be a little bit difficult to stay on track. So if it's easy for you, if it's easier and you find that if you share that with people that it may help you to stay on track, then do that. Or if that's not, you know, something that will work for you, then keep it to yourself, but keep your goals in mind so that you can stick to it. And here's a bonus tip. I said three, but here's a bonus tip for you. If you have the luxury of going on vacation with family or friends or people who you cherish the time that you spend with, be present and enjoy it with every fiber of your being. There have been times when I've gone out the country and I remember lying on the beach and thinking about what I was going to do when I got home. Like, who does that? Who does that? Who lays on the beach and thinks about what they're going to do when they go home? Well, it was me. And if I could go back and change anything about those times, I would have been 1,000% present and embrace every moment. So with that, I encourage you to add this to the top of your list. Be present in the moment. So I'm going to go ahead and recap the three things that you need to do to stay on track with your goals while you're on vacation. Number one, have a positive attitude about staying on track. Don't even think about it as something that you have to do. I want you to reframe it. I want you to think about it this way. I get to go on vacation and enjoy my time while honoring my health and wellness goals. Number two, set some goals to help you stay on track, like walking 20 or 30 minutes a day, or staying hydrated, or eating nutrient-dense foods, at least half of the meals that you eat for that day. And then number three, share your plans with your crew so they can support you, or at least have an awareness of your plans. And again, my bonus tip, and in my opinion, it's probably the most important one, be present and savor every moment of your vacation, time off, holiday, or whatever you call it. Be sure to make beautiful memories. All right, love, that is all, says the clock on the wall. And until the next episode, I want you to take the very best care of capital YOU. Thank you so much for tuning into this episode of the Healthy Habits 180 podcast. I hope you found a nugget of information that will help you on your health and wellness journey. And if you want more information on how to do a 180 on your habits, come back as I drop episodes weekly. Also, if you'd like to be supported by women on the same journey, please join my Facebook group by doing a search on Healthy Habits 180. I'll also link it down below in the show notes. In the Facebook group, you'll get daily encouragement, support, and tips on how to stay on top of your habits. I also run free challenges to keep you encouraged and motivated. Again, thanks so much, and until the next episode, peace and blessings to you.